Hi guys, welcome back to another episode of Oshikoya Speaks. I'm still your host, Wan Oshikoya, and it's a new season. It's a new dispensation, as you can see. We're back and better, stronger, actually. It's crazy. It's been crazy. I don't even know what to say because I feel like if I start talking now, I'm going to cry. But I'm grateful. Things have changed. A lot has changed. Yeah, I'm pretty excited. Pretty happy to be here. Anywho, welcome to season four. We're starting a new season, starting on a different note, on a brighter note, better notes, and the happier notes. Anywho, I have my guest, my very special guest in the building today. Hi, Victoni. Thank you for honoring my invite. Thank you
Of
for
course,
coming. Thank you for being my first guest this season. How are you feeling? How are you doing?
I'm feeling good.
I'm so sorry for wasting your time today,
It's
but
okay.
You sound like you're used to people wasting your time in these
No,
areas.
I mean, expected to.
What are you up to these days? What have you been doing? What have you been?
To be honest, I'm just chilling, putting out music, and nothing much these days. I just recently ran it up tour with Rema,
Yeah. How was that?
and it was good.
Seemed like.
It was my first time touring
Are you
too.
serious?
Yeah, I mean, I used
Nice.
to do shows here and there
Fair,
before,
but actual
but like
touring.
actual tour, it was my first time.
But by next year, you should be doing yours.
Amen. Yeah, of
I
course. Yeah, God
love
willing.
that. How's the experience like?
It was good. It was good. I kind of like it was a learning experience, because that was my first tour, but I got the opportunity to pick one or two things that I could actually impute when it's time for me to do like my own headline. Yeah, pretty much.
What's being on the road like?
It's tiring,
It
kind
doesn't sound like fun, especially for someone like me that likes to just sit down and
of. Yeah,
sleep.
it can be, can't even get depressing.
Are you serious?
Yeah,
Why?
because 1 minute you're like here and next minute you're elsewhere, and you might just like miss home.
Fair.
yeah
But so you actually miss Lagos when you're not here.
yeah
I
sometimes I
see.
get homesick. Yeah, it's weird. I know it sounds crazy, but
Kind of. But how long were you away for? Like 4 weeks.
yeah, like a month. Yeah, like
Yeah.
4 weeks. Yeah.
Okay, rich to miss home. I think I would miss home too. Anyways, I wanted to, basically talk to you about Victoria, who you really are, and like the creative side of things. I feel like people know like the music side and things, but I really wanted to speak to you about like the creative side of things. You basically created your own universe, your own world. You have your own like what would I call it? Chillax. Chillax is your
My alter
animated
ego.
version of yourself. Yeah. So how why these things? Why does he even exist in the first place? Then we can talk about Outlaw Blue.
I mean, it kind of like everything, is related. If you think about it, but I feel like my own world exists, and everything I've put together, everything you've seen me put together, I did all that because when people tell me how they feel about my music and about my art in general, they're just like, oh, they feel some type of way. It takes them to places they cannot describe, and so I just decided to like make a vivid, image to what I think, that world is, or what I feel, just, listening to my music and all that. And yeah, just beauty with like the sounds like I've made like the past few years. And yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, and the character has sort of grown with you. Will you say that like this character is an actual visual representation of every phase you are in your life, especially with your music?
You can say that everything I do is true. I don't know how to do something, for the sake of
Just
just
doing
doing
it.
it,
That
right? So
has to make sense.
it's like real.
Nice. I love that Bolt is in the studio though. Anyway, shout out to Bolt. Not you doing the peace sign. I love it. What are you listening to these days?
What am I listening to these
Put us on some new music.
days? Well, I've listened to one person for
Ooh.
like 1 month. I don't know if you've heard of the artist, Tizo Touchdown.
No.
He was recently on Travis's album,
Oh,
and he was on
right.
Drake's album as well.
Fair.
Yeah,
I got into
and
your music.
what?
You got into his
Yes,
music.
like I'm really
Was that
digging it.
from Travis's album? Or like you've just been listening?
I don't know how I stumbled upon his page on Instagram, and just seeing like his content and everything, and just every day we just I just seem to be playing the album, you know.
Nice. Yeah. Now I'll have to check the album.
It's like really nice.
I love it. How you describe your music taste, your taste in music?
I say classy, Sha. I like classics. Yeah.
How you say classy? Who do you listen to?
Who do I listen to? I listen to pretty much everybody. Right. I don't think there's any artists I don't listen to.
Okay.
But I guess I just have like my special moments.
It's
you know,
so special moments. So I want to know
about. Okay, this special moments. Of course, like Afrobeats artists like Burnout, Wizkid. If I listen to myself, my own release, but once I put out something, I barely listen to it.
Why does everybody say that?
I don't know. I guess it's an artist thing.
What does that even mean?
I mean, like when you haven't like put out music, when you play it, you just get this feeling like, I can't wait for the world to hear this. You know, like, it keeps you inspired. It changes you.
Yeah.
But once you put it out, it's like, finally, yeah.
Everybody has it. It's what next.
Yes.
Yeah, so. I guess everybody literally says the same thing. It's like, you like the music once it gets to the audience. It's what next? What's to do next?
Yeah.
I love to hear that. On a scale of 1 to 10, I guess because, like, you have this universe and you have like this world that you've basically created. And it's scale of 1 to 10. How spiritual would you say you are?
How spiritual am I?
Yeah. Because I feel like for you to be able to even create that, you have to connect with something. Of course, you connect with God, right?
Yeah.
But like, how spiritual are you, would you say?
I'm pretty spiritual, so I'm basically like, I'm putting on the scale. Probably like
7.
Like 7, yeah, fair.
7 is fair.
Yeah.
So, what's the difference between your real self, I guess, obviously?
Yeah.
What's the difference between your real self and your character?
My character?
Yeah, your Tredax.
It's just the fact that he can't be in this room at the moment. Yeah.
He doesn't move around with
pretty
you.
Pretty much, yeah.
So, I felt when I was growing up, I used to talk to like, I used to arrange, my mom used to take a lot of medication, right? So I used to arrange, like, all the medication bottles and talk to them.
Yeah.
And I always wanted, like, the opportunity to create my own world and, like, create. So I think it's just so cool. And I guess that's really one of the reasons why I really wanted to talk to you about this animation. And this.
I mean, it's so, if we think about it, like, it's so childlike to do something like that, right? I think another reason why I did it, like you mentioned, like you might want a character for yourself, right? So if you're really like a Victoni fan, the outlaw view is basically like where you exist truly. So on the long run, I think we want to create a system where like every fan could like have like could personalize like their own characters and just, you know, connect with me like on a deeper level. So
I love it. How is Cult World? KVLT.
Yeah.
How is that? What is the idea of that?
So KVLT is like, obviously that's like my management.
Yeah.
It's founded by Daffy. It's pretty deep because the whole idea of KVLT, you know, was from Daffy, and you know, he basically brought it to life when we started working together. Right here,
you
told me.
Daffy started working together.
Pretty much like 3 years now. It's going to 4 years, like very close to 4 years.
Nice.
Yeah, we started like late 2019 into like early 2020. Cool. So pretty much like 2020. Yeah, that's when the idea came. But he had the idea before he met me, but said like, look, this is what I want to do, right? It's like I want to like just create like, you know, a space where like young creatives can come together and rub minds, you know, and just build something special. Like it's beyond like management and all that. So,
and it shows.
Yeah, and I really liked it.
I love the idea. I love it so much. Mm-hmm. Well done to you and the team.
Yeah.
Shout out, Afrika.
Yeah.
You said, my life is a different story.
Mm-hmm.
It's a movie written by God.
Yeah.
And those are my favorite lines right now.
Oh, for
that song has been soundtracking my life. I was literally disturbing me. Please, I need this song to be out tomorrow.
Yeah.
But yeah. How was creating that particular song? And those lyrics definitely mean something very deep to you. So I just wanted you to speak to me about that.
Yeah. I mean, man, before I got to this point, like in my career, I envisioned things like differently, you know, like I always knew I was going to be a superstar, like, you know, like be big, but I didn't see it happen like this way, right? So I guess when I was just making that song, it's just me, like, you know, thanking God regardless of everything that's happened in my life, even if I did not predict it to be this way.
Yeah.
But everything happened for a reason, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I'm, you know, gradually seeing why certain things happen, you know. So that's pretty much me saying my life.
What's the biggest lesson you've learned in the past, let's say 3 years?
Past 3 years.
Yeah.
The biggest lesson I've learned is, you know, no matter how, you know, no matter what the situation is, or no matter how things may seem at any particular point in time, if you don't have control of it, just do your best and just leave the rest to God, because, yeah, you can't, like, so change things. Yeah.
Yeah, that's real.
Because
you can't really, things are out of your control. You really can't do anything about it. Mm-hmm. So, might as well just
relax.
I love to hear that. You strike me as someone that is very constantly redefining themselves, constantly learning, constantly.
Yeah.
How do you basically maintain that level of confidence, especially because, like, being famous is tough?
Yeah.
You agree that you're famous, obviously.
Yeah.
Being famous is tough. So how do you basically maintain that level of confidence and obviously show to the fans and people like me that, like, I still go through human stuff? Right. Yeah. How do you maintain that level of confidence? What do you do? How did you get there?
I don't necessarily do anything, Isha, to be honest. I just like to be real. Right? So I don't know if it's a bad thing, but sometimes I don't even really know how to, like, separate, like, you know, my my career from, like, my life as, like, you know, a booker.
Is that a bad thing though?
Yeah, sometimes it's a bad thing, right? Because to be honest, like, you're an entertainer and you're, like, in the industry to, like, get the best, you know, while you're there. Because it's obviously not forever, right? So you get the best of what you can and then you leave at some point. So I think, like, the separation is good because at the end of the day, you can, like, just go back to, like, being your normal self and just, like, yeah, I was once this person, and you get what I'm saying? So, but I don't think I figured out that's how to do that yet. Right, so
learning phase.
I'm still learning. So
I mean, constantly learning. Like, yeah. I said, give up that vibe. Even with, like, the music, you can tell that, like, it's constantly evolving. And Victoria, we knew 2 years ago is certainly not the same Victoria.
Yeah.
And it's obvious that, like, you're going to keep getting better. And I love to hear that. You've been in LA for a bit, right?
Yeah. You can
Was
say
that because of the new deal?
On the new deal.
Yeah.
What's the new deal?
We signed a record deal recently.
Yeah.
Is that final? Is that done?
Yes, done. Yeah. My next project, pretty but much.
There's a project coming this year.
No, not this year. This year is pretty much done. Yeah.
Them, I guess Lamy sold me fake dreams, right?
I mean, that was the plan, but obviously, with everything happening, like, I didn't get to, like, put out as much music this year. This year was, like, just, it used to be different for me, you know. I didn't want to rush things. It was me, like, you know, getting on, like, on a deeper level with my fans, like, connecting to them, getting them to actually, like, know me, you know. That's what I'm about this year, pretty much. So,
is there more music coming out this year?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, still in October. So it's still time.
Yeah, it's still time.
Just no projects.
Yeah.
I don't like to hear that. I'm not happy.
But hey, anything can happen, Shia. Like,
you see, I love that. So I have one important question to ask you.
Yeah.
If there was any narrative that you could push about yourself, what would it be? Without anybody taking offense, because, like, who cares?
Any narrative I could push about myself.
I have one, but I'll let you go first.
Help me.
Okay, I feel like you're one of the most stylish, most fashionable artists of our time.
Yeah, yeah. It's there.
I love it and I respect it.
Yeah, thank you.
I love the style. So I told you. And when he came, he was smelling very, very great. So there's that too. But yeah, what are you up to for the rest of the year? said more music.
More music.
Are you traveling more? You said you're about to travel again.
Yeah, about to travel again.
Find you down here first before you go. But
yeah, more like more music. I guess I'm just going to be like recording more at the same time while traveling. Just looking forward to new experiences, Sha. Like this year, I'm pretty much just chilling.
Like you definitely enjoy traveling.
Do I? Yeah.
You do?
Yeah. Especially when it's somewhere I've never been to.
Fair.
Yeah.
Where is the craziest place you would want to tour?
I haven't actually thought about Japan. That. But yeah, that would be
you
nice.
You want to go to Japan, right?
Yeah, it seems nice, like it's I heard cool. about Japan.
Yeah. I heard that's they would they go crazy there. But yeah, I love to hear that. So Paperbox sent us some food.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And I want you to help me try it. I'm going to try it too, but
really
like I haven't already had it before, but yeah, you can shout out to Paperbox for sending me cute food. Nice food.
Midi.
Yeah, great. It's puff puff.
So okay.
You have to try it and give your honest review. Honest review. Let's try it. I will try one too. Shout out Paperbox though. I love puff puff, so this is. Ah, why did you hand like that?
Yeah. I'm supposed to give my review, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's dope, it's dope.
It's just dope.
What am I supposed to say? I mean, well, it's good, it's good. I guess. It's
pretty
good.
I think it tastes nice. Wow, that was really fat. Ah, great. So, yeah, I like it. Tastes nice. Always. Thank you, Paperbox. Thank you, Midi. And thank you, Victoni, for coming on my show. Hopefully, next time you come here, we'll have Starlink, like I said.
Of course, yeah.
Thank you for coming. Thank you for honoring my invite.
Yeah.
Can't wait to see what's the next few months look like for you.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you guys for sticking with me. It's a new season, so there's a lot in store. But yeah, thank you guys for watching another episode. Thank you for listening to another episode. Make sure you like, share, you subscribe. Listen on all audio platforms, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify. Yeah. All right, take care. Bye.